Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College. I am your host, Hannah Blevins, and on this week's edition of Throwback Thursday, I will be featuring the music of Bioshock. And a little background about what Bioshock is. Bioshock is a video game, and it was produced by 2K Games and came out in August of 2007. And its subsequent success led to the creation of Bioshock 2, an episodic expansion known as Burial at Sea for Bioshock, and a third installment known as Bioshock Infinite. First time I was exposed to Bioshock was with Bioshock Infinite, and I love the game. It's a really beautiful game. But the reason I'm featuring it on my show this week is because the music of Bioshock, a lot of it's from the 1920s up until some of the 1950s. It's old jazz music that's featured in a lot of the games, and I thought it would be a great way to express my appreciation of the game and the soundtracks of some of the games. So starting us off, the first two songs I have for you guys are After You've Gone from Ruth Etting, which came out in 1927, followed by Bymir Bistu Shane from the Andrews Sisters, which came out in 1937. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Now won't you listen, dearie, while I say, how can you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I've loved you truly many years. I love you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal that you ever had, and there'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time.
Say Bella, Bella, even say. kiss me and say you understand. Familiar vis de shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. Familiar vis de shame means that you're grand. Familiar vis de shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Reedy, 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 reedy.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And this week's theme, in case you're just tuning in, I will be featuring the music of Bioshock, which is a video game. So just to remind you guys what those first two songs were, along with some fun facts, the first one was After You've Gone by Ruth Etting. This song was originally written and recorded in 1918. And Ruth Etting covered it in 1927. This song actually appears in the third installment of the Bioshock video game series, which is Bioshock Infinite. And then the second song you heard, by Mir Bis Dushane, this song was recorded in 1937 by the Andrews Sisters, but it was originally recorded for a Yiddish comedy musical known as If I Would, I Could, and that was in 1932. The title translates to Me You're Beautiful, and a fun fact about it, it was a hit in Nazi Germany until its Jewish origins were discovered, after which it was promptly banned. So it actually has a little bit of history going back. And this song appeared in the first installment of the Bioshock video game series, which was Bioshock. So moving right along, the next two songs I have for you guys are Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from Cab Calloway. That came out in 1931, followed by Brother, Can You Spare a Dime by Bing Crosby, and that also came out in the 1930s, but 1932. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Between the devil and the deep blue sea, I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Wa-da-dee-doo-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-do. Skiddy-ba-da-la-dee-la-dee-la-dee-la-dee-doo. The devil and the deep blue sea. But I do. the devil and the deep blue sea. To tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Welcome back, everybody. So just to remind you what those last two tunes were, along with some fun facts. The first one you heard was Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and that recording was by Cab Calloway in 1931. And the song was originally recorded by Cab Calloway. And I actually knew Cab Calloway from a different song. Some of you may have seen the 1980s film The Blues Brothers, and Cab Calloway makes a cameo appearance singing the song Minnie the Moocher, which is a famous call and response jazz tune. He was really big into call and response and scatting, and you heard a little bit of that that in Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And that song came out in the first Bioshock video game, Bioshock. And the next song that followed was Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And that recording was by Bing Crosby from 1932. It was originally written in 1930 and later featured in the 1932 musical Americana. And a fun fact about that song, Brother Can You Spare a Dime became one of the best known songs of the Great Depression era. It was taken on as an anthem of the suffering of the Great Depression. And that song was featured in Bioshock. So moving right along, the next two songs I have for you guys. The first one is Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. And I have the 1921 recording by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And that will be followed by If I Didn't Care by the Ink Spots, which came out in 1939. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me, no, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T.
So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't give out with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me. And I'll be true till you come marching.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And What is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
And welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College, and I am your host, Hannah Blevins. So for this week's Throwback Thursday, I decided to do the music of the BioShock video game series. I chose the music of this specific series because it falls into the oldies category. A lot of the music from the BioShock games is from the 1920s up until the early to mid-1950s, and since I joined jazz band when I was in high school, I became a really big fan of old jazz. I play the trombone, and old jazz really has a lot of great parts for my instrument, and I just fell in love with jazz, so I really appreciate the music that's used in the soundtracks, and I think it fits really well with the video game. So, just to remind you guys what those last two tunes were, the first one was Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me, and that was from Glenn Miller and his orchestra in 1921. It was originally titled Anywhere the Bluebird Goes, but was later changed, and it debuted in the 1939 Broadway musical Yokel Boy. It became a very popular tune after its debut during the World War II era, and it's featured in the DLC expansion of BioShock known as Burial at Sea. And that song was followed by If I Didn't Care by the Inkspots, which came out in 1939. This is actually one of my favorite bands, old jazz bands. I love the Inkspots. I highly recommend them if you're looking to get into old jazz. But back to the song, If I Didn't Care, was originally written by Jack Lawrence in 1939 and recorded by the Inkspots in the same year, and it sold over 19 million copies following its release in 1939, becoming the sixth best-selling single of all time during that year. And the song has been featured in the 1994 movie The Shawshank Redemption, so some of you might actually recognize it. And it was featured in the first BioShock game, BioShock. So moving right along with the theme, the next two songs I have for you guys, the first one is called It's Only a Paper Moon from Ella Fitzgerald in 1933, and that'll be followed by an instrumental song called La Mer by Django Reinhardt and Stephanie Grappelli, and that was recorded in 1946. So I hope you guys enjoy.
It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon,
ba-boo-ba-bee-boo,
sailing over a cardboard sea. It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love,
it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, parts of Barnum and Bailey were just as phony as it can be. Oh, it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you believed in me.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. So just to remind you guys what those last two tunes were, along with some fun facts. The first one was It's Only a Paper Moon from Ella Fitzgerald, and that version was recorded in 1933. It was written by Harold Arlen in 1933, with lyrics by E.Y. Harburg and Billy Rose, and it was originally written for the unsuccessful Broadway play The Great Magoo. Later recorded by Fitzgerald, it became a hit, and it was featured in Bioshock 2. And that last song you heard was an instrumental known as La Mer by Django Reinhardt and Stephanie Grappelli from 1946. It was written by French composer, lyricist, singer, and showman Charles Trent, and it was first recorded in 1945 by French singer Roland Gerbeau. I think that's how you say it. I'm not very good at French. And the title translates to The Sea. The lyrics were written later than the original song, and it further went on to become a well-known jazz standard known as Beyond the Sea. And this version was recorded a year after it was written, in 1946. And a fun thing about La Mer appears in all three of the Bioshock video games, so Bioshock, Bioshock 2, and Bioshock Infinite, as well as the DLC extension Burial at Sea. So whenever I hear this song, I think of the Bioshock series, because it's so iconic and it's in all three of them. So for me, this is the theme song for Bioshock. So moving right along, the next two songs I have for you guys are Night and Day by Billie Holiday, which came out in 1939, and Tonight for Sure from Ruth Wallace, and that one came out in 1953. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Night and day, you are the one. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. That this longing for you follows wherever I go. In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day. Night and day, under the height of me, there's no such a home we're in, burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you night and day, day and
mamselle in gay Paris. For years and years she hadn't said wee wee. When she met a handsome stevedore, she thought, what in the world am I saving it for? I want a little amour to toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight, by candle shine, all that's yours is gonna be mine. Was a tomato looking for a squeeze. No one had ever filled up her diaries. She said, Sherry, I've waited long. Hope it's not too late for you to do me wrong. I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight at 8 o'clock. If you've got the key, it'll fit the lock. I had a very handsome boyfriend once, so big and so strong, but such a dunce. He treated me fair, but he was a square. He knew when, but he didn't know where. I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight, by 9:30, you'll be putting in some overtime. Ladies like men who are big and tall, but I don't mind if you're short and small. I never measure ounce for ounce. After all, honey, it's the punch that counts. I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight, by candle glow, my dear, I know your love will grow. I always used to dream of Charles Boyer. I hoped he'd drop in on me someday. Although you have no claim to fame, they tell me with the lights off, it's all the same. I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. We'll be wed, you'll share my bread, and mine'll be thine, and thine'll be mine.
And welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Hannah Blevins, and you are listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, and this is the Throwback Thursday show, which happens every Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. And this week's theme, I am featuring the music of the BioShock video game series. And the last two tunes you heard, the first one was Night and Day by Billie Holiday, that came out in 1939. Night and Day was originally written by another artist that will be featured a little later on this playlist, Cole Porter, and it was written in 1932 for a musical with the title Gay Divorce, and that was featured in the BioShock game. And that second song you heard was Tonight for Sure by Ruth Wallace, and that was recorded in 1953. Ruth Wallace was actually a popular novelty cabaret singer, and she often wrote songs known for their double entendres, satire, and risque style. Tonight for Sure, I think, is a really great example of her style. It's riddled with innuendos and it's just so clever. That's one thing I really love about old jazz, is that they don't come out and say it straight. They're very coy about it. And a lot of her songs were considered risky because they focused on topics that were taboo in 1930s into 1950s America. And two of those topics included homosexuality and infidelity. And the song Tonight for Sure was featured in the DLC expansion Burial at Sea, which is part of the BioShock series. So the next two songs I have for you guys. The first one is We Saw the Sea by Fred Astaire, and that came out in 1936. And it will be followed by Wonderful Wonderful from Johnny Mathis, which came out in 1957. So I hope you guys enjoy.
We joined the Navy to see the world.
And what did we see?
We saw the sea. We saw the Pacific and the Atlantic, but the Atlantic isn't romantic and the Pacific isn't what it's cracked up to be.
We joined the Navy to do or die,
but we didn't do and we didn't die. We were much too busy looking at the ocean and the sky. And what did we see?
We saw the sea.
We saw the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the Pacific isn't terrific and the Atlantic isn't what it's cracked up to be. They tell us that the Admiral is as nice as he can be, but we never see the Admiral because the Admiral has never been to sea.
We joined the Navy to see the girls.
And what did we see? We saw the sea. Instead of a girl or two in a taxi, we were compelled to look at the Black Sea, seeing the Black Sea isn't what it's cracked up to be.
Sailing, sailing home again, to see the girls upon the village green. Then across the foam again, to see the other seas we haven't seen. We joined the Navy to see the world, and what did we see? We saw the sea. We never get seasick sailing the ocean. We don't object to feeling the motion. We're never seasick, but we are awful sick of sea.
We joined the Navy.
This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM. So, just to remind you guys what those last two tunes were, the first one was We Saw the Sea by Fred Astaire, and that came out in 1936. We Saw the Sea was actually a feature song in the 1936 Hollywood musical comedy film Follow the Fleet, which starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And that song is actually the entrance song for Fred Astaire's character in the film, and that came out in Bioshock 2. And that song was followed by Wonderful, Wonderful by Johnny Mathis, and that one came out in 1957. It was written by Sherman Edward with lyrics by Ben Rolla. It was later recorded by Johnny Mathis, and his recording became a hit in the U.S., reaching number 14 on the Billboard charts the year of 1957. And that was featured in the Bioshock expansion pack known as Burial at Sea. I just really love that Wonderful, Wonderful song. That was the first song I'd ever heard by Johnny Mathis, and that made me look into him. I liked it so much. And the Fred Astaire song, that one's just really funny to me. They go out on the boat to see all this amazing things, and then what did they see? The ocean and the sea. Just a really funny one. So the next two songs, and the final two songs I have for you guys, the first one is Your Grand Old Flag by Billy Murray, and that one came out in 1906, and that is followed by the final song, which is You're the Top by Cole Porter, and that one actually came out in 1934, so I hope you guys enjoy.
There's a feeling, comes a feeling, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand. Way down south in the land of cotton, melody untiring, ain't that inspiring? Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the Jubilee, and that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old rag. I'm no cranky, hanky, panky, I'm a dead square, honest Yankee, and I'm mighty proud of that old flag that flies for Uncle Sam. Oh, I don't believe in raving, every time I see it waving, there's a chill runs up my back that makes me glad I'm what I am. Here's a land with a million soldiers, that if we should need them, we'll fight for freedom. Hurrah, hurrah, for every Yankee tar, and old G.A.R., every stripe, every star, red, white, and blue, that's all to you. Honest, you're a grand old rag, you're a grand old rag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old rag.
I'm so pathetic that I always abide with them. Instead of getting them off for my chance to let them rest on its way, I hate parading my serenading, and I'll probably miss them all. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Beethoven, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the knife, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, you're Garbled Gallery, you're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the kind of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's taken soon to pop, but if they fly the bottom, you're the top.
understand. You're an old drama, your whispers, mama, your cameraman. You're in home, you're inferno dancing, you're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, in rock. But if maybe I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're a Waldorf salad, you're the cock. You're a Berlin ballad, you're the basic brand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master, you're Mrs. Astor, you're Pepsodent. You're romance, you're the steps of Russia, you're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy louse who's just about to stop. But if maybe I'm the bottom, you're the top.
And welcome back, everybody. That will do it for this week's Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College. I have been your host, Hannah Blevins. Before I sign off, I want to give you some quick facts about those last two songs you heard. The first one was You're a Grand Old Flag by Billy Murray, and that version came out in 1906. Sadly, this is not the same Bill Murray from Ghostbusters, but a singer from the early 1900s. The song was originally written in 1906 by George M. Cohan as a tribute to the American flag. Cohan wrote the song for his stage musical George Washington Jr., and that one appeared in Bioshock Infinite. The last song that you heard was You're the Top by Cole Porter, and that was recorded in 1934. It was written and originally recorded by Cole Porter for his 1934 musical Anything Goes, and the lyrics are particularly notable because they offer a glimpse into what was highly valued in the mid-1930s. Some of those references include the Colosseum, the Louvre Museum in Paris, France, Mickey Mouse, the Nile, and cellophane. And the song later became famous because so many parodies were made out of the lyrics. And that one appeared in the first game, Bioshock. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's show. I certainly did. I have a love of Bioshock, the game, and of its soundtrack, so I was really excited to share the music with you all. So I hope you can tune in next week. This is Hannah Blevins signing off for Throwback Thursday.